This is Joseph Naft. Presence. The very word evokes a depth and potency of character, a gravitas, a charisma based on inner substantiality rather than outward flash, a simple and quiet dignity. All of that, however, only describes the outward signs of presence. Our path addresses its inner manifestation. True living absolutely requires presence. More presence, more life. Without presence, life passes us by. We neither participate in nor fully experience our life. Presence means being at home in ourselves, being here, not only in contact with our sensory experience, but also doing what we are doing. Presence means inhabiting our bodies, inhabiting our space, inhabiting our actions, and inhabiting our life, not just passively letting it all happen. Consciousness, the basic foundation of presence, is a timeless energy of wholeness and peace. We may develop strong sensations of our body, emotions, and thoughts, even while consciousness remains weak and dispersed, submerged and mixed with the energies of sensation. Our sensory perceptual experiences, including thoughts and emotions, cover and obscure consciousness. The foreground of life, the perceptual picture on the screen of consciousness, captivates our attention, and we remain unaware of the screen itself. But we cannot find consciousness by focusing on its contents, on the ever-changing play of sensations. Consciousness possesses entirely different qualities: spacious, timeless, cognizant, and unchanging. However, our contact with consciousness does change. Presence is always available, but by habit, clouded perception, and lack of choice, we are not always available to it. Perhaps you've seen the drawing of a black vase on a white background. You shift your focus to the background, and suddenly you see two faces kissing, the vase having merged into the background. This foreground-background perceptual shift presages exactly what we need with respect to consciousness, to bring consciousness to the foreground as the basic container of our experience. We can approach presence from the front or from behind. From the front, the side of sensory perceptions, we approach through quiet relaxation and meditation, letting thoughts, emotions, and sensations settle down until we become aware in the gaps between them, and then aware of the consciousness, the pure awareness filling those gaps. As our energies settle, consciousness may coalesce like beads of water joining to form a pool. We rest in the still pool of consciousness, not entangled with its contents, not lost in sensations. Then the foundation for presence grows strong. Approaching presence from behind, we search deep within ourselves for that vibrant space beneath all our sensations, thoughts, and emotions. As we step behind our ordinary perceptions, the vast continuum of consciousness gradually unfolds in a new mode of perception. Yet consciousness alone is not enough. We need the will to be present, the will to be. If we do not intentionally choose to be present, presence will be rare and fleeting. That is our role in the work of presence, to make that choice again and again, to take every moment of awakening and decide to be. Just as God continuously creates the universe, our act of will in being present continuously creates us. In this act of presence, we create ourselves. We become real. We inhabit this life. If there is no one home in us, it matters little how much awareness we may have of bodily sensations or anything else. The degree of someone being there, someone, will, who actually does the seeing and moving and thinking, determines the degree of presence, the quality of our life. Thus, our will to be is the central component of presence. This will to be can pervade our entire body, our entire being, acting through our attention and intention. Our will entrains some of the higher energy of creative light, carrying it into our body, into our energy of sensation, where the higher energy blends with the lower to create more consciousness, the middle of the three energies, and the primary energy of presence. The in-the-moment effort to establish and maintain full body sensation gives our will a ready and useful target. Our will, plugging into the sensitive energy in our body, creates a field of presence. The key to this begins with being present in our energy of sensation, which resides in our body, not just being present in our body. The difference is subtle, but significant. This simple will to be supports our presence, giving us life. Our will to be suffuses our presence with a force, the force of will, like the wind filling the sails of a boat. When we accept to become our will to be, we raise ourselves out of the thrall of associative thoughts and other automatic and reactive processes, and we abide in presence. We experience this will to be as I am, as I am here. Yet this I is not separate from others, but rather an element of the whole. This will to be, this wind filling our sails, does not begin in us. Its source lies in the higher worlds. The challenge is to open ourselves sufficiently so as not to block or divert that wind flowing through us from above. God may see through our eyes and act through our hands, but only to the extent that we are present, that we engage in this moment in being here and in opening to the higher will. Our will to be thus takes on a twofold character. First, we are active toward the outside, toward full sensation in the body, toward full contact with sensory experience, toward activity in the world. Second, we are open to the innermost, the higher, allowing it to warm our very being and infuse us with proximity to the ultimate. Between them, in consciousness, the two act in harmony as simple, relaxed presence. Thus, not merely a personal matter, the effort to be present itself fulfills a sacred duty incumbent on all human beings to serve as a bridge between heaven and earth. Presence sets the stage for love, good works, and the transformation of energies. Presence has several measures: frequency, duration, intensity, and depth. Frequency connotes how often we return to ourselves, how often we remember to be within ourselves and make the effort to be present. We aim to decrease the lapse time between falling out of presence and coming back to it. Every activity in life transforms into an opportunity for practice. Former sources of frustration, such as waiting in line, become openings into which we pour our spiritual effort. Whenever we notice that we have fallen out of presence, out of consciousness, we immediately rouse ourselves back to the moment. Duration reveals the stability of our presence. It indicates the length of any given period of presence, how long we are able to stay within our awareness before we fall back into sensation or down into autopilot. We may effectively gauge our day by estimating the percentage of our waking hours during which we were present. Our goal is 100% unbroken presence all day, every day. But as with every other aspect of the spiritual path, we start where we are, somewhere less than 2% on a good day. Being honest with ourselves clarifies our situation. If we remain under the illusion that we are present all the time, we shall never come to the necessary effort and determination. Intensity of presence depends on two factors, the quantity of energy and the strength of our will to be. The more energy brought together in our being, the more intensely present we can be. The more steadfast our will to be, the more intensely present we are. Intensity of presence should not be confused with tension of any kind. Presence comes with an inner relaxation. An intense will to be does not imply an experience of tension, but rather a strong, vivid, and current intention to live in presence, which enables us to actually be here, at home, in this body, in this place, in this very moment. Lastly, depth results from the combination of the degree of stillness and the clarity of will in our presence, the quality of energy and will available. Is our presence underscored by the deep silence underlying everything, conferring a conscious, unifying wholeness to presence? Am I actually here in this silence? Is the whole of my attention and intention engaged in being in this moment? Our external will to be opens inwardly to an alignment with and devotion to the higher world. We open the very core of our being to the higher. In the center, between the open will toward the inner higher and the active will toward the outer lower, we stay relaxed in being conscious. Presence builds on awareness. Awareness encompassing physical sensations, emotions, and thoughts. Strong contact with sensation throughout the whole of the body serves as an excellent foundation for consciousness to arise. Contact, in turn, with the pure underlying screen of consciousness serves as the foundation of presence, a vehicle to carry presence, an invitation to presence to reside in us. Into this basic consciousness, we, our true will, can enter. To really live means to live in presence. Without presence, our time passes, lost like yesterday's sunset. With presence, we bring the timeless to time, transforming it as well as ourselves and our lives. Recorded November 13th, 2009. Thank you.